What one thing do you like best about nature? Do you like a particular kind of animal or bird? Do you love watching the ocean? Or maybe you love lying on soft green grass and watching puffy clouds sail overhead? Hello everyone, I'm Kathleen Pelly. Welcome to Journey with Story. I wonder how you answered my question, because it's hard to pick out just one thing about this wonderful world of ours, isn't it? Well, today's episode is an old American tale set in an imaginary country called Rutabaga, and it's about a young girl who loves, more than anything, her white horses, and a young boy who loves more than anything, listening to the different kinds of winds. Let's hear what happens when the two of them meet. But before we begin, here's another storytelling podcast I'd like you to meet. It's called Armchair Adventures. You might like to check it out. Here's the host, Connie, to tell you a little bit about what to expect on your Armchair Adventures.
Hi, guys. I'm on the lookout for some brave, curious, and silly explorers to join me on an adventure. Well, let's put it this way. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to bounce, bounce, bounce along inside a giant bubble? How about a hike in a tropical jungle? Or what goes on in a top secret superhero lair? Is this a yes, yes, yes? I'm Connie, Chief Adventurer at Armchair Adventures, a super fun and a little bit bonkers podcast for kids aged 6 to 10. Each episode is a brand new adventure, and you're invited. What makes it super special is that I've jam-packed it full of sing and move-along fun. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Where will your next Armchair Adventure take you?
You can find all the details in our episode notes, so be sure to check there for all you need to know about Armchair Adventures podcast. Now, let's take a journey with The White Horse Girl and the Blue Wind Boy by Carl Sandburg. When the dishes are washed at night time and the cool of the evening has come in summer, or the lamps and fires are lit for the night in winter, then the fathers and mothers in the Rutabaga country sometimes tell the young people the story of the White Horse Girl and the Blue Wind Boy. The White Horse Girl grew up far in the west of the Rutabaga country. All the years she grew up as a girl, she liked to ride horses. Best of all things for her was to be straddle of a white horse, loping with a loose bridle among the hills and along the rivers of the west Rutabaga country. She rode one horse, white as snow, another horse, white as new washed sheep wool, and another, white as silver. And she could not tell, because she did not know which of these three white horses she liked best. "Snow is beautiful enough for me any time," she said. "New washed sheep wool, or silver out of a ribbon of the new moon, any or either is white enough for me. I like the white manes, the white flanks, the white noses, the white feet of all my ponies. I like the forelocks hanging down between the white ears of all three my ponies." And living neighbour to the White House Girl in the same prairie country with the same black crows flying over their places was the Blue Wind Boy. All the years he grew up as a boy, he liked to walk with his feet in the dirt and the grass, listening to the winds. Best of all things for him was to put on strong shoes and go hiking among the hills and along the rivers of the west Rutabaga country, listening to the winds. There was a blue wind of daytime, starting sometimes 6 o'clock on a summer morning, or 8 o'clock on a winter morning. And there was a night wind with blue of summer stars in summer, and blue of winter stars in winter. And there was yet another, a blue wind of the times between night and day, a blue dawn and evening wind. All three of these winds he liked so well, he could not say which he liked best. The early morning wind is strong as the prairie, and whatever I tell it, I know it believes and remembers, he said. And the night wind, with the big dark curves of the night sky in it, the night wind gets inside of me and understands all my secrets. And the blue wind of the times between, in the dusk, when it is neither night nor day, this is the wind that asks me questions and tells me to wait, and it will bring me whatever I want. Now, of course, it happens as it had to happen. The white horse girl and the blue wind boy met, she straddling one of her white horses, and he wearing his strong hiking shoes in the dirt and the grass. It had to happen they should meet among the hills and along the rivers of the West Orutabaga country, where they lived as neighbours. And, of course, she told him all about the snow-white horse and the horse white as new-washed sheep wool and the horse white as a silver ribbon of the new moon. And he told her all about the blue winds he liked listening to. The early morning wind, the night sky wind, and the wind of the dusk between, the wind that asked him questions and told him to wait. One day, the two of them were gone. On the same day of the week, the white horse girl and the blue wind boy went away, and their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts wondered about them and talked about them, because they didn't tell anybody beforehand they were going. Nobody at all knew beforehand or afterward why they were going away, the real, honest why of it. They left a short letter, and it read, "To all our sweethearts, old folks and young folks, we have started to go where the white horses come from and where the blue winds begin. Keep a corner in your hearts for us while we are gone. The white horse girl, the blue wind boy." That was all they had to guess by in the West Rutabaga country, to guess and guess where two darlings had gone. Many years passed. One day there came riding across the Rutabaga country a grey man on horseback. He looked like he had come a long ways. So they asked him the question they always asked of any rider who looked like he had come a long ways. "Did you ever see the white horse girl and the blue wind boy?" "Yes," he answered, "I saw them. It was a long, long ways from here I saw them," he went on. "It would take years and years to ride to where they are. They were sitting together and talking to each other, sometimes singing, in a place where the land runs high and tough rocks reach up. And they were looking out across water, blue water, as far as the eye could see. And away far off the blue waters met the blue sky. 'Look,' said the boy, 'that's where the blue winds begin.' And far out on the blue waters, just a little this side of where the blue winds begin, there were white manes, white flanks, white noses, white galloping feet. 'Look,' said the girl, 'that's where the white horses come from.' And then nearer to the land came thousands in an hour, millions in a day. White horses, some white as snow, some like new-washed sheep wool, some white as silver ribbons of the new moon. I asked them, "Whose place is this?" They answered, "It belongs to us. This is what we started for. This is where the white horses come from. This is where the blue winds begin." And that was all the grey man on horseback would tell the people of the West Orotobaga country. That was all he knew, he said, and if there was any more, he would tell it. And the fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts of the white horse girl and the blue wind boy wondered and talked often about whether the grey man on horseback made up the story out of his head or whether it happened just like he told it. Anyhow, this is the story they tell sometimes to the young people of the West Orotobaga country when the dishes are washed at night and the cool of the evening has come in summer, or the lamps and fires are lit for the night in winter. Well, do you believe the grey man on horseback? Do you think he really did see the girl and the boy? Some people might think this story is a little sad, but others think it's quite joy-filled to see the white horse girl and the blue wind boy together, doing what they love to do most in the world. But I bet this picture must have painted some lovely images in your mind. We'd love to see your drawings inspired by this story. You can send them to us at www.journeywithstory.com. Go to the contact page, fill in the form, and download your masterpieces there. Cheerio then. Join me next time for Journey with Story. Music and post-production was by Colette Jonas.